99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome, the sun rises here. My name is Joyce, and it's a beautiful Thursday afternoon on radio, the sunny side. On Nigeria Info, you see this Timi Dakolo song? It's a terribly great song. Terribly beautiful song. And coincidentally, I noticed that it occurred to me, and then my assistant kind of verbalized it. I was like, well, I was just thinking about that. But you listen to the Timi Dakolo song, and then you realize that the song, so let's say we could measure, yeah? So let's use a measurement, for example. Let's say the song is 100. The Nigerian spirit that's supposed to embody this song, or say the Nigerian spirit that I think that Timi is trying to, you know, saying out into the consciousness of every Nigerian, is probably like 20. If there's anything left, yeah, it's probably like 20. It's a terribly amazing. In fact, you won't believe many times I've played around with the idea that this should, you know, at some point we could make it a national anthem, where we play this song in the north, the east, the west, the south, every corner of Nigeria. We just play the song, pay Timi off, and just make it a national anthem. Because maybe that way we can remind people, the government can be reminded that there is a responsibility that each of us bear, and them chiefly, there's more responsibility on their backs to bring about a Nigeria that's beneficial to all. A Nigeria that must succeed by the efforts of those who have been governed and those who are governed. Yeah, I just really wanted to say that the song is 100 and the spirit is 19. The sunny side, welcome. My name's Joyce. First Confessions Thursday. After that, we segue into the Lords of Logic. But first, I realized that there's something I need to say, which I think you must hear. So when we return, I'll say it, you hear it, and then we go into Confessions Thursday on the sunny side. Welcome. Then, so it would appear that there's nothing in my way, so I might as well just go ahead first. Welcome, my name is Joyce Odichimma Onyemowa. So today, I heard someone say, and I think it kind of really it hit a note in my mind, because someone called the show last week and said the same thing. So if I say it, you recall what it is. So last week, someone called the show and said, well, Joyce, it does appear that you talk down. Well, I don't know if that was exactly how he said it, but pretty much you can paraphrase, and it would mean that, you know, that I'm trying to talk down on... No, it wasn't talk down. It was more like, well... it wasn't downplay. It was like... Okay, I'm just going to use talk down for the, you know, given the absence of, I cannot quite remember how he put it. You remember there was a caller who called last week? Yeah. I think it was either talk down or make inferior, something like that. Okay, so, but you kind of get it. Yeah, like, you know, that like maybe I'm a little, what was that word? I can't remember it, but you know, let's just go. You kind of get it. You know, I'm just maybe all up in your business and I trample down your opinions. Okay. I used to have a problem, and I think I still do, but I no longer call it a problem. I don't have patience. And this is me trying to, maybe you can understand where this is coming from. Just see, so you understand how my own mind is working. And you know, they say when you marry, you change. Or they say when you have kids, you know, you change. But when you're young, you're a little jumpy, impatient. Yeah, okay, so. So I remember I would complain a lot to my mom. I'd be like, well, so this thing happened and this person did this and I said that. And when we look at it, this is what I think should be. And then she'll say to me, well, you have to be patient with people. And I was like, but yeah, the problem with being patient is, now this is me and my mom having a conversation. I'm like, well, the problem with the patience is that, I mean, you just don't have patience. You hope that at some point, something is done about the situation to readjust it. Otherwise, what's the point of the patience? Are you asking me to, well, maybe accept it or take it? Like, there's something there that appears to suffer a kind of imbalance. And then she would always say to me, Inigo, she would say, Onyecho kamado dikaya, ya no wrong way. So I'm going to, because I know that one. Yeah, that was good, yeah? That, you know, when you want somebody to be like you, then you stay by yourself. Then you be by yourself. And she'll say, well, you know, people are not like you. And so for that singular reason, you have to see, you know, you have to find a kind of common ground by which there is, and maybe this understanding, a common ground where there's you and there's them and then there is peace as well. And I say, okay. She's told me that thing all my life. When you talk about the dickhead, well, that's not possible. Well, like, if I want someone to be like me, and I'm like, no, the problem is I don't want people to be like me. I want them to maybe take responsibility and think, like, look at this. This is rather straightforward. And then scientists call it something. So I think sometimes because I know something, I think you know it. Then I get impatient when it appears that you don't know it. Now, I don't have a problem with a different opinion. I have a problem with no attempt to formulate an independent opinion. And I've always had a problem with that. So the issue is not that you think left and I think right. It's that, well, you're not straightening your argument right. I've always had a problem with that. So I grew up and I came into my 30s and then my mom passed. And then I've lived life and I've realized, and every time I remember what my mom said to me, then I woke up one day and I said, you know what? So basically, then I'll be by myself. Back then, I couldn't say to her, then I'll be by myself, because my social understanding was, well, you're in a society and you need people and you interact with people. That was, you know, my understanding then. Then I realized, well, of course I'm in a society, I'm interacting with people, but maybe on this level, I want to be by myself. So you can call it a form of rebellion on my part. Maybe not rebellion. No. Maybe it's not rebellion. Maybe it's I can no longer accept something. And I'm sure that I can no longer accept it. So, for example, you see that patience my mother talks about? Then I realize I don't want it. Let me explain to you why I don't want that patience. I've noticed in my life that people do what's in their mind, regardless of what they believe the advice is or... Let me rephrase that. So you remember, you know, when you like ask for someone's opinion, but what's in your mind is in your mind. So even though they give you the opinion, you still do what's in your mind. Good. That. I noticed that. I noticed that people would not necessarily change. In fact, only a few people, not because you force them to change, but because they have found within themselves reason to change. But most of the time, people don't change. They want to do that thing that's in their mind. So I told myself, well, you see that moment of conversation, you see that moment where my mom felt, well, maybe you should relax. I don't have that thing. I don't have it and I don't want it because I know you're still going to do what's in your mind. So I don't, So it's not like I don't. For the tolerance part, I can't tolerate it. There's just something inside of me. I don't know how to tolerate it. But what I know that I don't want is the patience to tolerate it. Do you understand? So when you hear my opinion, I would say invalidate yours if I can do that honestly. You know, if I can do that honestly, and when I say honestly, it's not pride, it's just honest, better argument, yeah. If you convince me, you give me something I can take home, I'm taking it home. So I'm better tomorrow. But it's not to shame you. It's not to make you inferior. It's that there's just something about your inability or your choice. Now, that's the thing. So I don't know whether it's a choice or it's an inability. Whatever it is, I don't care. So initially when I was growing up, my mom will say, well, so because they're not like you, you have to find a common ground. And I say, okay, I'll find a common ground. Then I grew up and I realized, no, there's no common ground. It's what it is. It's really what it is. Well, she's not here for me to tell her that maybe I'm going to change my mind next week. Maybe I'll change my mind tomorrow. You know, maybe I get married, I have kids, and then I'm confronted with what I'm complaining about to you today. Wait, you tell one child something 50 times, and then they get to the 55th time. Maybe, but until then, there's just something I'm okay if you disagree, but I cannot quite manage your, I cannot quite manage, maybe not necessarily your, but you see that thing where a person is maybe reductive in thinking, or either reductive or would not, it's not elastic enough. I don't have that grace. I don't have it. And I'm not trying to be your hero. And sometimes I think maybe you're looking for a hero. And maybe that's not what you're looking for. But you know, honestly, maybe sometimes you want somebody to say something like, well, okay, no. Well, okay, it's all right. Thank you very much. Maybe that. Because when my mom says, I want to be by myself. But then I land a job on radio. Then you realize, well, you can't quite be by yourself. And so maybe I'm still having that little, I'm tugging at it. I'm trying to find that thing. But I can guarantee you what I know my soul cannot manage is that you would not choose to be, to elasticate. You're not quite open. Whether it's due to time and your opinions have congealed and they have calcified, they've become something like a rock that don't quite move, I'm okay with it, but I'm not going to, yeah. So you understand, so I'm dealing with that. So just in case, yeah, that's what I'm dealing with. Because maybe I should just be somewhere on an island, and we're just 150 people in that island. We wake up every morning, everybody knows everybody. Hi, hey. And we all go to sleep, you know, small town. Maybe I'm a small town girl. Yeah, probably. So it's that. It's that. I'm not trying to be your hero. And maybe, and because of that, I can't quite pander. I'm not, if I wasn't on radio, this would be me. I'm just also something I think you must also extract from this. I can't quite pander to that position. Yeah, because I think you have the capacity for majesty. I know that you can. You were created by a perfect God. In fact, there's too much proof on the face of the earth to show that you are capable of majesty. And so there's something about you being less than that I cannot accept. So you can disagree, but at least you must have, at least choose to exercise knowing. There's something extremely weak about not wanting to know. And then I just have to say, oh, wow, okay. Well, you try. Okay, all right. Well, thank you very much. No. See, I don't have that. And then it's either you want me to pander to you. I mean, not because necessarily your opinion is not good enough, but maybe sometimes it's not. And that's the truth. Well, maybe my opinion is also not good enough. But I always subject it to criticism. I subject it to your interrogation. In fact, I'm on radio and sometimes I'm thinking out loud just so you hear it. All right, and now that's one. Or if I'm not pandering to your sentiment, then maybe it does appear to me that maybe you want to... Oh, I had this other idea I wanted to share with you. It's that I feel you're looking for a hero. Yeah, that's the idea I wanted to share with you. But you see, the problem with heroes is that the problem with heroes is that there are no heroes. You are the hero of your own life. You choose your destiny. There's something about that you must be reminded of every day. Like, it took 400 years of slavery for us to have a Martin Luther King, a Karl Marx. 400 years. Only God knows how many more years added to the number of years the children were in the wilderness for there to be a Moses. Even at that, I think the children of Israelites suffered more than any other tribe because of their disobedience and recklessness. I mean, we had to go through apartheid for there to be a Nelson Mandela. You can practically count your heroes on one hand. There are no heroes. You are the hero. I'm not trying to be your hero. I'm asking you to get up. Like Jesus said it best, take up your cross, follow me. Well, take up your cross, and maybe you begin by thinking. And yes, because, yeah, there's just something that I can't quite accept it today. Maybe today, maybe next week. I might change next month, but today, and I'm not trying to be your hero. Jesus has done the heroic work for you. That's it. I'm like you, but I'm carrying my cross, and I'm asking you to do the same. And it begins with thinking. I think I'm asking you to try to think. Now, what's guaranteed is we're going to disagree. The intent is not to put you in the shadow. The intent is to challenge that notion. And if you have a contrary opinion, I bet you if it's superior, I'll take it. But it has to be. Having an opinion is not even good enough. I mean, you're in a world of opinions. Opinions account for nothing. If it's superior, I'll take it. There's no shame in that. Absolutely none. All right, you get it. You know, this morning I was in the shower and I thought about Moses. You know, Moses didn't make it to the promised land. Do you know that? And I thought if I was Moses, I probably wouldn't have made it too. First of all, I thought it was unfair that Moses didn't make it. But if I was in Moses' shoe and I had to deal with the children of Israelites, I'm sure I'm not seeing that promised land because there's no way I'm tolerating those guys. Do you know, at some point, I felt like flogging the Israelites. Like those kids were retarded. So this is my temperament and this is me. It's not to shame, it's not to intimidate you. So this is me letting you know that I can't. Well, maybe it's also because I feel that you can. I feel that you can. You can exercise a freedom to think and to arrive at something. You are the leaders in your... First of all, you don't even need to be a leader over your neighbor, the community. You're the leader of your life. And you must be able to think enough to think your way out of bottlenecks, problems, and the complexities of life. All right. Confession Thursday. Well, that was my own confession. Now you know a little bit about where I'm coming from. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the sunny side. I want to give you the topic for Lords of Logic now so you can think about it. Today's topic on Lords of Logic, ego. The ego. What purpose does it serve? Is it good? Is it bad? So first of all, the real topic, the header, ego. Subtopics. What purpose does it serve? Is it good? Is it bad? Yeah. Now you have ego. All right. Let's see what we're able to do with that during the Lords of Logic. For now, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190 on Nigeria Info. Welcome to Confessions Thursday on the sunny side.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the sunny side.
Hello, how are you? When you're calling, you don't say your name, my friend. Remember that. Hello. Sorry, I lost you. Don't say your name. Turn off the volume of your radio set. You know the rules. Thank you. Hello. Sorry, I lost you. You're not home, I guess. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday. You don't say your name. You have a confession, right?
Yeah, I have a confession, but I won't say my name. That's why I'm calling with a private number.
Well,
okay.
Good security. Hello. Go ahead.
Okay. I'll have a confession on what I did to my husband's side chicks, the four of them. Okay, let me try and make it very short. We've been married for 18 years. I knew him when I was very young. And he's a very wonderful man. I don't lack anything, nothing, absolutely nothing. We're doing very well. And the only issue I have with him was that he was cheating. And I kept warning him. And he has BP problem. He has high blood pressure problem. And I kept warning him. He didn't listen to me. And one day, I think one of our conversations, I warned him. I said, the day you will see what you are looking for, I will remind you. Unfortunately, he's in his 40s, I'm in my 30s, and God blessed us so well with two boys. And he had partial stroke.
At 40?
And yeah, he's in his 40s. He had partial stroke. And
wow.
All along when we had that issue, because it was on his WhatsApp and text messages, he now moved his conversations with them to his email, because I rarely check his email. I don't even have time to even go through his email.
Wait. He had partial stroke. He was still cheating.
No. I said before then, when we had one, I think one of our last conversations was when I now warned him and said, then you will see what you are looking for.
Yeah.
I will remind you. He's Yoruba, I'm Igbo.
Okay.
And the next thing, and when it happened, when the hospital, all through, there's this particular person that was calling, the person's name, Bola Client. So I thought it was people he has business to do with and all that.
Yeah.
So I could see his phone, the almighty phone with the CBN code was with me. And he has to put his password. He said his password. I said, no problem. Since the phone was with me, I had to go through the phone.
Wow.
Only to going through the phone, an email came in, and I'm like, "Oh." So and I opened all his mail, and I noticed, "Oh, you moved everything here." So I wouldn't say it because I know he's a workaholic. Yeah. That's the truth. And I now started going through all the emails. I got home; he was still in the hospital. I printed, because we have a printer home. I printed everything out.
Wow.
I went as far as merging their name. So I went to even to his account, how he sent 200,000, 100,000, 300,000, upkeep 50,000. Truthfully, he's a nice man. I don't lack anything.
Yeah.
I own 3 cars. We live in a duplex. God has blessed us so well. We have kids that are studying in Canada, 2 boys. God has blessed us with 2 boys.
Okay.
And after we go, this person kept sending emails. So all I did, I now replied the email. I'm not in the country. I traveled for a brief meeting.
Mm.
I'll let you know when I'm back. She even gave her list. Baby, buy this, buy that. Perfume. They said, no problem. Anything for you, my girl.
You too, say a 419. Like, what?
So I played her.
Yeah.
I printed everything out. I bought the file. I filed all of them. I used their name to search them on WhatsApp.
Do you have a job? Do you have a full-time job? I think you should quit. John DSS. At this point,
truthfully, women are born FBI. You don't have to go through any training.
Okay.
Women are born FBI. That's the truth.
Wow.
So I printed everything. I filed them with their names. I waited. When we got back home, after a month, before we got back home, I installed a camera in the house.
Got back home from the hospital now?
Yeah, from the hospital.
Okay, go ahead.
I installed the camera in the house, and for some time it had to be on diaper and all that. So I now invited... So after a month that we got back home, I wanted him to settle in.
Mm.
And I brought out everything. I said, this is this person. He started crying. I said, no, in your kisho joke, today is not the day for tears.
Oh, you speak Yoruba? Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I was born and bred in Lagos.
Okay.
It's Suleri born breed.
Ah, nice.
So, the next thing, I'm not told you, any okay, Shojoku.
Okay.
You see, look at this four. These are the particular four. I went to his account. I printed all the ones he sent to them with their names. Everything was filed like one that works in an office.
Like a secretary. Well, bless your heart.
I filed everything for him. Even their pictures on Instagram, their name, I filed everything. Everything.
That's another stroke for that guy, man. Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
So
wow.
Everything I gave him. It's like, I said, no, today is not the day for tears.
Yeah.
You know, I told you, the day you will see what you are looking for. I will remind you. I'm reminding you today. This is what you have been doing with money. I'm not lacking money, no problem. But this is what you have been doing with money.
Yeah.
This is what you have been doing. You're paying rent. You're paying school fees. Mm-hmm, you're doing this. You're doing
what did
that.
He say?
He was just crying. You know, men. When you catch them red-handed, you don't have explanation. It is just to say, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I said, no, you're not sorry. Because if you're sorry, I don't think you will go to this extent.
Okay.
No problem. What I now did was, I now had to tell my chef and my maid, to go on 2 weeks break. They thought I wanted to sack. I said, I can't sack you people. Who will do all this? Who will carry him? Mm. Who will put him on the bed? And I said, no, you guys just go on 2 weeks break. Because I needed to teach them a lesson.
Okay.
And now, the one that was calling the Bola client, I now sent an email to her that I'm back in the country, that she should come over to the house. She said, how about your wife? Said, no, my wife has traveled. She went to Canada to see the kids because my kids are in the university. Said she went to Canada to check on the kids. I said, okay. She even came with a bag to spend 1 week or more. I don't know how many clothes.
Wow. Okay. Go ahead. She go ahead.
Really, she came in. I now used the locker from upstairs because we live in a duplex, to lock the door. So even when you use the key, it won't open.
It won't open.
Except okay. I put the code.
Okay.
And my husband could not move. He was in the living room upstairs. That was before we moved this room downstairs to make it easier for everyone. He was in the living room upstairs. And she came in. She even screamed, baby. My husband was looking at me like, who is baby? Who is that in the house? Immediately she came up. My husband's head just came down. She was shocked seeing me. I told her to sit. That was the one that I invited over. I spoke to her. I said, I know you. I knew everything. I told her everything. I gave her full information. Like
you also gave her the file.
I gave her the information. I brought out the file. I said, this is you. This is all the money my husband has been sending to
you.
And I deliberately did not clean my husband up that morning because he was on diaper those early stages.
Okay.
But now that he's moving around and all that. I now told her. I deliberately left my husband like that. I didn't bait him.
Yeah.
And I now said, since you're here.
Second wife.
You enjoyed everything with me. You enjoyed his money. You enjoyed the D. Enjoyed everything. We shared the nudity, so there's no need. You will have to walk a whole day. I collected her phones. I seized everything. I said, I won't touch you, but you will walk. I cannot suffer this alone. I thought I can't suffer this alone. Yes, it's my husband.
Your husband, you will have that to man has another.
You will have to eat part of it. She was scared. I said, no, you don't have to be scared. Already have cameras in the house. I know my husband was, he was helpless. If he had a way to scream, he would have screamed. He just could not scream. She cooked that morning. She made breakfast. But before, there's something she did. She was picking up the diaper and was closing her nose. I'm like, oh, you don't know anything. Everything that she did, she doesn't know that it was on camera. Everything was recorded. By 7, I said, you can go. I still gave her money to go. I said, do you know the next day? I did it to the 4 of them for 2 weeks. Not 2 weeks stretch. I just one day.
One day, one person comes. Another day, another person comes.
Wow. I did it to the 4 of them. And the 4 of them blocked him permanently on WhatsApp. They blocked him. I now played the whole
video for him to watch.
And said, look at what. So they can close their nose, but they can't close their nose to alert. He was helpless. He doesn't have a choice. He will watch it because at the early stages, he was sitting one place. He wants to chase around the house.
To collect the remote from you.
He cannot. I told him, you will watch it. Look at your girlfriend. Not even one is even irritated to clean him up. I'm like, oh, the same man you sleep with. They're irritated to clean him up.
Wow.
They're irritated to take off the diaper. The other one, she was irritated to do anything. I'm like, feeling irritated, like, what is this? I'm like, oh, no. And I said, look at them. And this is what I will do until you get better. This is what I will do. But to God be the glory, he's doing fine now. He's moving around.
Can he speak?
This is recovering. What?
Can he speak?
Yeah, he's speaking.
Oh, okay.
He affected his hand and his leg, but right now he's moving. He's just using his staff to move around.
Yeah.
His hand is back to normal now because I was like a gym instructor, even though we have another gym instructor that comes to the house.
Yeah.
The therapist that comes to connect everything.
Yeah.
But his hand is perfectly where you don't even know anything happened to him.
Yeah. Could you speak closer? Sorry. We're losing. Speak closer to your mouthpiece, please.
Okay. It's just his. I said he's doing very fine now. Like,
you have a physiotherapist for him?
Yeah. We have a physiotherapist that comes to the house to do everything, even the gym instructor. And even myself, I still massage and do the little I can do with my small hands and all that. But thank God his hand is back to normal now. You won't even anything happen to him.
Oh, it's
just
great.
His leg. And even when you see him, you would think maybe he had an accident or he slipped. You won't even know he's even stroking.
Oh, he's doing
perfectly well.
Well
now. But wow. Today, he's still apologizing. But I'm happy I did that to them.
Do you have evening classes? You have like venue evening, because I be hearing like women. I hear women say that their husband cheated, then they went to fight on the street with a side chick. I'm like,
Are you not?
Haven't you been embarrassed enough?
Fight.
How'd you go fight? How'd you go confront?
I don't have the energy to fight. The only beating I could give my husband was what I did.
No, that thing you did was not. That was Auschwitz. That was.
Lots of people can call it movie and all that.
That was
real, and that is what I'm calling it.
Psychologically, that was
number so that nobody can cheat. Till today, even my husband said, "Do you know that they blew?" I said, "No, go back." I said, "The video is still in my house." I tell him, "Look at. They're afraid. They don't want to touch you because you have stroke." But when you were fine, you can send 200,000, you can send 300,000.
Wow.
But it's good anyway. My upkeep has increased again.
Now,
everything has increased. I have a new card now. My husband is now doing the good boy that someone I knew when I was 17 years.
Wow.
Now he's not doing that good boy when he was then, when we were younger. Everything is back to normal.
Look, nice meeting you.
I punished the
Thank you very much for sharing the story.
I have information about them. I have their location.
One
of them, I even remember, one of them was trying to say she would scream. I said, "Yeah, you will tell them how you got into my house." They made lunch, they made breakfast, they made dinner before they left my house.
Madam.
I made sure they even cleaned him up. If he wants to, I'll say, "Carry him. You have to carry him." So that they will know what my husband has weight. They will know what I will carry after they leave.
Look, lady, you have... Nigerian women want to thank you. And I thank you very much.
I'm a black girl, maybe for that matter. You cannot come and suffer me now.
Oh, yeah. But
I wanted them to feel that chicken. We were eating chicken when chicken was good. Now that we want to drink garri, they have to drink it. If they don't drink it, women need to know that there are ways to punish men. You don't have to go and fight on the street or make noise.
Yeah. Okay.
If you have him to the corner, he will bend to your taste.
Thank you.
If you want him to even go lower, he will go lower. That's my confession.
Bless your heart. Thank you very much for calling. We are off on an actual break. Umuwanem, Nigeria Info. What? At some point, you forget that the man cheated. Nah, this woman needs to hold evening classes. What's that? Hello, Nigeria Info. Confessions Thursday. What? Turn off your radio. We're happy you called in. Don't say your name. Go ahead.
Guys, good afternoon.
Do you have a confession? Yeah, good afternoon to you. Welcome. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Joyce, I can hear you.
Confessions Thursday. Turn off your radio, lady. You don't say your name. Please go ahead. You have 3 minutes.
Okay, I have a story to say.
Yes. Real quick, honey. You look like you want to take your time. We don't have time.
after the last person when you confessed.
1 minute.
Well, mine is kind of like a sad one. I wish I had my own pound of flesh, you know, but I didn't. I just left it for God. So
God is good.
I've had a very bad, I've had bad marriages. Mm. This isn't like my, I've had more than one marriage.
Oh.
I don't give them the details. Yeah.
Okay.
Had very, very bad marriage. The first marriage was one, and I always end up with occultic people. The very first one was, in our language, we say the man tried to use my son for money, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh.
Yeah. And then so, by the time I realized, I just took my son and I just bailed, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I stayed like after like another 7 years, no man, nothing, just focused on career and work and all that kind of stuff. And
yeah.
then tried to get into the second marriage, Omar.
The same thing?
Yeah.
Look, I don't mean to push you out of. wait. Do you marry for money? Do you marry rich guys?
No. So
okay.
The first person didn't have anything when I married him.
Okay. All right. You can go ahead. Okay.
So we started off like you said, how you just start. And all of a sudden, you just boom, you just start blowing out. So I said praying, what my pastor keeps telling me that I have this very star that makes everybody successful. So everybody wants to have you around them.
Okay.
And so it split up in the second. So I really tried to understand that, you know, but I now see it clearly happened in the second one.
Okay.
You know, because he this one too, we started off, you know, he was struggling, trying to make ends meet, although he had a very good background, you know, and then he had a very bad marriage too in the past. So it was like he was coming from a place where I was coming from. Yeah. And then so we kind of like went out and then took a step further.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a year, at that point I was pregnant, you know, after a year, and I realized that he said having a lot of things to do with pastor, prophet. So I was like, this one, you're becoming too distinct.
Religious,
don't go and be like the first person who say, no, baby, trust me. To cut the long story short, when I was trying to give birth to my child, kind of like I had a near-death experience.
Yeah.
And so I became very sensitive, and then I became very prayerful as well. So it's a very, you say I have training, so let me not bore with my life.
No. This story, you'll give it to us. We're going to go off on a break. Okay. Please call back. Don't rush this story. Okay. Would you call back?
It's a lesson for every young girl to learn from.
We want to learn from your experience.
Yeah.
Thank you. Please call back. Okay. Thank you. Confessions Thursday, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back. My name is Joyce.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the Sunnyside.
99.3 Nigeria Info, 5 minutes past 1 p.m. on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Welcome. It's Confessions Hour. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Well, the last caller, I hope she gets a call back. She has a story to complete. She speaks about the unfortunate event in her life where she's found herself in two marriages and both men happen to be in the occult. So hopefully she calls and shares her story. But I'm even happy that she's alive to tell the story. Confessions Thursday, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Welcome. You don't say your name when you call in. Turn off your radio. Hello. We're happy to have you. Confessions Thursday. I do apologize. We lost you. Hello. Hello. Sorry I lost you. You're not home. If you make it back, we'll be here. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome. Confession Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, that lady, that first caller deserves a Grammy.
Man. I want to cook beans for her, man. My beans.
Emmy.
Yo.
A Ballon d'Or.
She needs to open
a hip-hop world award. Like, seriously. That is wonderful. She's an inspiration even to me as a man. Seriously. Don't try that. Don't try that with a good woman. Seriously.
Oh, wow.
Ah, you know, for the first time, I've now realized that I'm actually not crazy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, because I don't know. I'm like also a breed. A sub-breed of this kind of woman, too.
Well,
so now I'm realizing I'm actually not crazy.
Yeah, there are some people who are more crazy, yeah?
Yeah, I'm not
is the
at
calm,
all.
For me, is the ease, the calm with which you did this thing.
I'm telling you, man.
Kai. Because by 3 minutes, I was thinking, why aren't you out of that marriage? I'm out. I said, no, why are we? We're not going anywhere. Let's do something about this.
Girl, even me too. I'm not leaving my home. I've never even thought of leaving my home.
I've thought about it.
What she's doing to me. What is smart.
Well, bless your heart. Now, hopefully, you survive this.
I'm dealing with it.
Bless your heart.
I'm dealing with it.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Oh, wow. That first caller. What? Confessions test.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
I don't have a confession.
You've been inspired?
Let me just react to that first lady.
Real quick.
Ironically, tell her, please, I'm from Uruguay, like her. And
you're a proud brother.
I'm just very proud of her. And very, very, very proud of her. She taught me a deep lesson. Deep lesson in humility. Married 17 years now. Deep lesson in humility.
Humility on the part of the man or?
On my part. I should be humble.
Oh, well, okay. Okay.
Should be humble.
Nigeria Info needs to pay me more for all this work I'm doing, man. Because I'm feeling the show.
Joyce, please, can we just end Confessions Thursday today?
And go to Lords of Logic?
No, just to react to her alone. Her own confession alone.
No. There are other people too now. I mean, that lady that has suffered, you would learn too. You know the lady who called in who said she suffered? Imagine a situation where you married the first guy, he's a cultist. You married the second one, cultist. Like, don't you want to hear that too?
I would really want to hear how it
ends. Oh, and you two, hang up. Let's hear other people. Sorry, oh. I think you need to think about it more than you need to speak of it. Because I want to think about what that girl did. But I'm not staying though. But what? Whoa. Hello.
Oh, good.
Bad guy.
Bad guy.
See what babe did.
See babe.
Hey!
I'm against you. One name on your name. Three boss are for you. Oh, my God.
We need to buy her. We need to buy her stout, man. What? Yes.
This is what they call smartness. Even though you see your man.
It's not muscle.
No be muscle. You can really embarrass your girl for surprise.
Yeah, exactly. I don't get it. When a woman says that her husband is cheating on her, then they not record her at Lekki where she's fighting. Have you no shame?
Now, the way of market woman be that. Eh? I go, where? Go fight woman for bus stop. You're mad, who are you? Calm down. Play underground game. That's the husband. Where do you put that?
You've learned something. Well, thank you.
Secondly, about the lady who called.
No, we've not heard the gist, so we don't have an opinion.
No, I have a confession about my very close friend in a popular market. This guy, we did apprenticeship together, but he wants to make fast money.
Yeah. Hello, have I lost you? Sorry, I lost you. Confessions Thursday. Welcome. Don't say your name. Guys. Yeah, welcome. Oh, lady, thank you very much. Please go ahead. We've been waiting for you. Go ahead.
My story is a very painful one.
Please tell us. Let's learn. Tell us, please.
Okay, so my first marriage, he was just normal, you know. He was someone who was just doing business. It was really nothing special about it. And I had my own thing going on.
Yeah.
So we started off and then... when I was pregnant, after my first child, I think things went off. You know, I noticed that he became very aggressive, financially wasn't working, you know, trying to do things that were not really, I just noticed the relationship wasn't normal. Anymore.
Yeah.
So
when you say not normal, pardon me, he wasn't loving you or?
No, he was frustrated. Like,
He
had this quest to make so much money.
Yeah, he had ambition, and then it frustrated him.
He wasn't really content again because, you know, he started flocking around some of his friends. That like, okay, my friend is doing this, my friend is building this house and all that, you know.
Yeah.
His friends have a way of influencing themselves.
Yeah, okay.
And then when they start intimidating them,
themselves,
not knowing them, those friends are cultists themselves. They now lure them into it. You know?
So okay, go ahead.
He got into it. And then I noticed, so I started praying, and then my dream, I'm very sensitive.
Okay.
That's something that I know God has blessed me with. Something scared triggering my dream life. I knew something was wrong. And then, so when I had my son, he came out open. Of course, he must have tried all this. Sometimes God protects us, and we don't even know what God does for us. So when I had my son, that he came out open, and he was like, you know, special person. Remember, the wife was pregnant. It was a boy, but the boy didn't make it.
Okay.
Second one, he said, this one, she was twins, so there are two boys, but only one boy. The first son actually left. So I started putting two and two together. So initially, it was not like that. You know what I'm talking about now.
Yeah.
And don't know why you're just being hesitant, or do you want me to die? You know, that kind of stuff. So at that point, I couldn't take it again. So I ran to my house, and I would try to distance and sensitize my mom.
Yeah.
And sadly, my mom wasn't even listening to me. As far as they were concerned, it was a thing. But I knew what was going on. So it became
Did your mom know that he was a cultist, and she also wanted you to remain in the marriage?
Wait, now the story is still coming.
Go ahead. Sorry.
And then I can laugh now, but I suffered. You know, at that point, I just knew spiritually that it was wrong to remain married, and nobody was listening to me. I just had that voice of only myself. It would take my son, it would cut my son's hair, it would bath him, do all sorts of things, you know, sort of obvious rituals to my eyes, you know, and I couldn't take it anymore. I just carried my children one day and I disappeared.
How many kids do you have? Sorry, how many kids?
At that point, I had two children.
All right, go ahead.
So I took them and then I left and I went to look for somewhere. Someone introduced me to a friend and to someone. I found myself somewhere and I kept them there. I had to keep my children there and then found my way and I kept going to look for money and kept working and everything. So we lived like that and it was a battle because at that point, the battle became fierce. He looked for me, family, if it is family at some point. You know, village people, they don't really just take stand without finding out. So when the thing became serious, I had to confide in one of my uncles in the village, and that one too knows all this traditional stuff. So he told me that he cannot come out and say what I'm saying, but he has to do his findings. So my uncle did his traditional finding and found out. And then one of my cousins even challenged him and told him that this is what they said. Mm. He said they want to use me for rituals, mm, and then you will marry three. He will use the first wife, that one will die. Use the second one, and then the third one you will stay, and you will use the children too. So this is what it is. If you're sure you're not doing, then come out open and swear. It got to that point. Like, it was very messy. It got between family and family. Mm. Even my family at some point had to even go and look for the king of their family. You know, villagers, they are from the east. You know, villagers, we don't joke with such, we don't make accusations without backing. Mm. When I brought those allegations before my family at some point, when my parents couldn't take it again, they had to hand me over to my uncles. And then when thankfully, God always raises someone to help you out. God used one of my uncles that he just gave me that listening and he picked up my case. Okay. And then we went to all the way to our king, the king of our community. We called them the Eze. We went all the way to Eze Bayan, and the Eze had to do his own finding with his own nose, and he came out that this is what the case. In fact, it was even more complicated than I even knew. You know, there's their negative eyes. They see more than we even see.
Yeah.
So they came out with everything, and then they wrote a letter and took it to the Eze of their own community and dropped the allegation before the Eze of their community. So it was at that point that, because all this while, you know, and his family members, you know, his family members knew, because his sisters would call me and tell me, they would speak my language and say, "Nema kwehe, ife me umaka gimani umanye." But when I come in front of, that means, "Woman, are you sleeping? If anything happens to you, that means you're stupid."
Yeah.
So, but in front of them, the man, they would just be normal and be saying, "Don't be too spiritual. Don't be handle sometimes, you know."
Wow.
But I knew, you know, so I was fighting for my children on my own.
Yeah.
This whole battle took almost 8 years, you know. But I was always away. I mean, he would look for me. He would send people to follow me. They would track me down, track my children. When he find my children's school, I would change their school. We kept running, like, living, looking at our backs until finally, after 6 years, God gave me victory. And it was serious prayers. That was on the first marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, we went to the king of their community, accepted the turn of the bride price. Because even physically, I wasn't living with him, right? But spiritually, he was still tormenting me. Why? Because that marriage existed. So I needed that marriage to be severed, both physically and spiritually.
Yeah.
You know, so this kind of thing where they say somebody is using your glory.
Mm.
So every time I go for prayers, they tell me, your name is on an occultic altar. So there was nothing I was doing that was prospering.
Wow.
Me, that was someone that was like a high flyer.
Yeah.
And I became someone that was struggling. I would pray 30 days vigil just to make something, to make money. You know, that was how much effort. I don't know how many young girls can do VG for 30 nights. I will pray so hard just to make an impact. If I will get something, I will work times 12 like a normal impute just to get results. You know, I was struggling. That was because I was fighting something that was bigger than me.
Yeah.
So to cut that stage of that first marriage long short, we finally got the separation. We went to the king. The king actually apologized to my king, and then I was given proper separation, and that one went away. But even after that one, that was even the beginning of the battle, because he now became physical after that one. Became physical. Of course, I was ready for the reinforcement and all that whole episode that happened with me and my children. Thank God, nothing missing, nothing broken. None of my children were sick. At that point, my kids and I will have same sickness. Sometimes we'll be in the house like that. I'll be holding on to my private part. My daughter will be holding on to her own. My son, because it happened at a particular time or a particular day. Sometimes a particular hour, everybody be having the same symptoms. You know, it was crazy.
Wow.
Sometimes I wake up in the morning, I wouldn't be able to walk. There was a time my son was crawling, he couldn't walk. We were carrying him to school, because as a child then, he was not running like his friend. He wasn't walking because something was holding on to the blood, his calf. Like, he was losing blood. A lot of things happened to me and my kids. Yes, at that point. And so we were always going for deliverance, always going for prayers, you know. But when I step into a church, the first thing, if I'm going as a visitor to a church, I'm not even going to see anybody. But then I step into the church, the first message, the word of knowledge that will come is somebody that will fish me out and the same story. So it was all that, but I knew, so I held on to God.
Mm.
You know, God is the rewarder of those that diligently seek Him.
Yeah.
Even if you don't know Him, He stood for me at that point. So that phase ended. And I've stayed on my own for 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, 9 years. People are like, "Okay, try again." It may not be. I was very, very careful, my sister. I'm very, very careful. This one there was even pastors. This one just was pastors, should be child of pastors, you know. So I stayed and found this one, and then just quiet. I told him everything, you know, very, very transparent. So he too was always carried, oh, bless you, sister. The Lord is with you. Bless you, sister. Bless you. So I said, okay, this one is a child of God. No trace of occultism. Any other thing I can manage. Okay, we started. After 1 year into the thing, okay, and then I now had another child. Like, I was not pregnant for my another child. This was like almost a year plus 2 years into the thing. I was pregnant for another child.
Yeah.
And then I now noticed that at that point, he came back one day and was telling me that, his pastor said that I'm not someone that somebody should marry, that I'm already...
His pastor, that's his dad? Because you say the second...
No, not his dad. Now, he now has all these pastors that he also...
Okay, that he visits. Okay.
Yeah, he visits.
Yeah.
He came back one day and said, this pastor said that he made a mistake, that I'm not somebody he's supposed to marry, that I'm already on an occultic altar, like a sacrifice. I'm a sacrifice on another altar, that not someone that is supposed to marry. I said, are you serious? And so, what did you tell him? He said, nothing. You know, at that point, I realized that he was already bulging in. You know, mm-hmm. So I just kept quiet and I just became more sensitive to myself and everything. So, when I gave birth to my child, everything was normal. After like a month, my sister, I just went to the hospital. I started having these chills, like fever.
Yeah.
Fever all over me.
Yeah.
And then I just knew this fever was not normal, because I would take painkillers 1 week, 2 weeks. The fever, I would walk in and I'd be shivering inside. Before you know what happened, though, I passed out. This one was like when I went to the hospital for normal checkup, I now passed out at the hospital door. What even saved me was somebody who saw me when I was walking to the hospital, who knows me, and knows me from the church. Now I actually had to make some phone calls for people, and they now sent some workers to come and help meet me in church to pray with me.
Yeah.
At that point, when I opened my eyes, like 3 hours later, I realized that I was paralyzed from top to bottom. I couldn't move any part of my body. Nothing. I couldn't move, and I was paralyzed. So the doctors were even saying that they had done all the vitals, that there was nothing wrong with me, that there was nothing off, that they should just take ambulance and take me home. Maybe I need a physiotherapy after a while. But at that point, I was paralyzed. I said inside of me, I couldn't speak again, because it was even affecting my speech. But what happened, what I could see was, after a while, some pastors came into the church, the hospital, and they kept praying. After the prayers, like 30 minutes one, I felt like a mighty force hit me. When the mighty force hit me, immediately, I started sweating, and then I could move all my hands. It's like a miracle. And that was how I became okay. Under 2 hours, that same day, gong, total paralysis disappeared. I stood up and I carried myself and I went back to my house. You know, that was now the beginning of my issues. So, but all this while I'm doing all this thing, I used to wonder, maybe it's the first person that is doing this one to me, blah, blah, blah. I kept praying. And then every time I pray, I'll get a word of knowledge that your real enemy God will reveal to you. Your real enemy God will reveal to you until one particular day. I was just there. And I saw something led to something, and then he just started talking. There's this thing. I saw a ring fall off his pocket. And I was like, what is this? He was like, his pastor gave it to you. Remember that they were telling me about that stuff, that this ring is very powerful. Comes all the way from Israel. That this ring is only Moses that had it when Moses was alive. That he transferred, and in fact, he paid the Lord to get the ring. To cut the long story on this second part, I now realize that he was the real monster. So he started confessing after a while. After a lot of things happened, and then he started confessing. He tried to use me now, Gongo. So the agreement with him, he struck a deal with the first one. The first one, two of them actually belong to the same cult.
Wait. This your second husband and your first husband belong in the same cult?
My sister is a bintlai. They call it a ikombe. That's what they call it in Yoruba. They actually struck a deal. So his own mandate was to see if he was going to bring me, and that one will not take my son. So it was like an agreement, you know. So both of them actually belong to the same cult all the way from the beginning. I even later found out that one of the issues he had, even while he was in school, he was practicing occultism. But after a while, it kind of made him repentant and everything. But they belong to the same cult. So this was this second attack on my life that really exposed everything. I became open. When it happened to me, so we had sexual intercourse. But before that sexual intercourse, I had a lot of dreams, a lot of premonitions. You know, God has been speaking, has been telling me. But when that particular incident happened, I felt life leaving me. I sat down. When it happened, he said he was not around, he was traveling. Immediately after that sexual intercourse,
If he was not around for a while, he just came back. He said he came back on something, and then he had to rush. He had a program, he had something to do business-wise, and so I said, okay, and he traveled. No, no, it was just, he was where he was after the whole thing, came back, had that sexual intercourse, and left. So I was supposed to die before the enemy came back, you know. So, but when it happened, I sat down in my parlor, and I just felt, I had the voice clearly, I had the voice of God clearly, and then I just knew that life was leaving me. I was dying, basically. I couldn't move. I couldn't see everything. My eyes were shutting down. I just kept screaming, the blood of Jesus, the blood of... He actually called to confirm if I was dead. When I picked up the call, he was shocked. So now I now had physical confrontations, and so the that's where all everything was exposed. So I don't really want to go into more details, because going into more details will really tell you, if he's listening or anybody, they will know my story. But when the confrontation came, the plan was that it was supposed to bring me, and the other one was not to take my son. So both of them had an agreement from the same court, you know. So my life is just a testimony as I speak, Joyce, because how I survived that attack on my life.
This is, you have absolutely no idea how brilliant this is.
But do you know this? Do you know the funny thing about it? When I did my investigation further, my mother is not left out of it. My own blood mother is not left out of it.
Wait, child.
My life is a long story, my dear. So just know that things happen in this life that...
So I don't even get it. What do you mean when you say your mom is not left out of it? Now, this is your mom.
You have to have... There's this thing. For those who understand spirituality, sometimes they say it's somebody inside that will tell the cat outside that something's outside for you to come and fish in, right? So, actually, it's because I have an occultic foundation. That is what is making me successful, open to occultic attacks.
So let's even understand it. When you say you have an occultic foundation, so you mean your lineage, maybe your father, grandfather, grandmother, mother, father?
My
occultists? Or your mom is a witch?
Mother. I didn't call her a witch.
I'm sorry. Okay. Oh, yes. Well, so your mom is in the occult?
Yes.
So... I mean, what's the link? Because maybe it's even a different cult, you know, isn't it?
Yeah, because I began to ponder and to dig deep to understand why am I falling prey to occultic people? Why?
Uh-huh.
So apparently if you have an occultic foundation, they would probably have such people around your pathway.
Yeah, there's a network.
Like minds, yes. Exactly. Like minds. Because at some point I had to confront her physically.
Like, so what did she want with you? Was it like she wanted something with you, or it was just unfortunate that she's in the cult and, you know, the curse of being in the cult is, well, we're going to get one of your children, something like that?
The story is that there's something about me that is different from every other child. They say that I'm like the sun. This is what the mom said.
So they want to steal your light.
My mom said that I'm like the sun, that with me many stars will shine. She opened her mouth to tell me that with me many stars will shine. And so that I'm supposed to take over. But because I refuse to take over, that's why I'm being tormented.
Okay. So I want you to please call me back. I want to go off on a break. Please call me back, please. I want to ask you one more question. We're off on a break. Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Welcome to the Sunny Side. This is Confessions Thursday. So since the start of the show, we've been having confessions from listeners all across the country. And one of the beautiful thing about confessions is that you hear people's experiences, and it's not even. And it's impossible for you to not learn something. It's impossible for you to not learn something. Either how a person deals with a problem, you know, or maybe a person's experience, and maybe from their own experience, you pretty much apply yourself to the possibility that given the situation occurring to you, you can do something about it. Now, I'm hoping that the last lady will call. I want to find out if there's anything more she can tell us about the occult. And there's something, she has a privileged, or she is in a privileged position to tell us about anything that she can afford to let out, you know. I think it's necessary so that you can understand how the devil works. Well, it's one thing for you to say you don't believe in the devil. That's certainly okay. Yeah? But you must think about that and arrive at a solid conclusion that, well, you don't believe in the devil. But you see, you must think first. So my only issue is you not thinking and just saying, well, you don't quite believe in it because you don't believe in it. That's not good enough. I'm hoping she can tell us something. That's really, I just want to hear something, just some inside. Because here, the tricky thing here is she's saying that according to everything she has been through, the events, her mother is not left out. So you see, she encountered two major obstacles in her life, but the root of that problem was in her house. Yeah. So, you know, you go into the world and you meet this person, there's a problem. You meet that person, there's a problem. You meet this other person, and then you try to deal with the symptom and not necessarily deal with the cause of the problem. So that's something very profound that she has shared. If she would, I want to know whether she can tell us anything from the background. So, I mean, she said she confronted her mom, and her mom said to her, well, you're light, and we're trying to steal that from you. How did her mom get into this thing? How did her mom get into the occult? Now that her mom is in there, what has she noticed growing up as a child? You know? And because she also mentioned that her mom said, you're next. You're next. Meaning that, well, there's supposed to be continuation, a handing over of power. A handing over of power. Either next week or upper week, now that this has even, you know, come to the fore, I want to get a lady from Uganda. I've been thinking about this for the longest time, and I think maybe now is the best time to do that. I will be having on the show, God willing, a lady from Uganda. She served the devil himself. And I think you should hear her story. She served the devil himself. And there's something about that that's not just entertaining, but terribly profound. All right, so just look out for that on Nigeria Info. Someone is sending us a message saying, well, Joyce, rephrase the first caller, the first story. I just tuned in. Please, everybody's talking about it. Child, we always tell you, move around with your radio. Nigeria Info. So download the app, or you can join our live stream via the internet, P. You ready? Tell people how they can do that.
You can also listen to the podcast on www.nigeriainfo.fm/podcast/Sunnyside with Joyce.
Yeah. So just go to the website. You can always catch up any of the shows that you miss out on, particularly the Sunnyside. You go to our website, you can catch up on any other shows. Yeah. You hear something, you think you want to make a contribution, you send me a message on Instagram. I'll take it. If we can make a conversation out of it, we'll do exactly that. So on Instagram, I, Joyce Onyemowa on Instagram. And I'm also live streaming right now on Instagram. I'd like to get back to the telephone lines. Yeah, we're live streaming on Instagram. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. When you call
Joyce Onyemowa.
Good afternoon. Welcome. You have a confession?
What a day. What a day to be alive. Wow. Joyce, I'm just speechless.
Well, it's okay.
As the story of today, I'm a guy, I'm a man, we're coming from a Adegola.
Okay.
Joyce, I've learned a lot. I'm not married though,
okay.
But I've learned a lot. You know, there's a particular day, is it last week or last month, early last month? There's a particular story that I bring about one lady that after the country, that got married to a Nigerian man. And yeah. When he found out that the Nigerian man is coming down here to meet his girlfriend. You know, this story is just similar to that.
Okay.
We men should learn a lot. We should learn. This girl now have everything. She did not shout. She just sat down and did the needful. She think. You know, you talk about superhero. What? Based on your intro, you talk about superhero. That girl now, she's a superhero by herself.
Oh yeah, be the hero of your life.
Yes. You don't need to wait for someone to be your support. That girl now, she's the captain of his own world.
Yeah.
You get my point.
Well, I'm glad that this confounds you, and I hope you think about it. But even more importantly, I hope you tell yourself the truth. You must tell yourself the truth. You fix half the problem of your lives when you tell yourself the truth. Well, thank you very much for calling. Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon.
Hello, welcome. Sorry, I lost you. Wow, just before I got you. Hello, Confessions Thursday. How are you? Sorry, I lost you. So we'll do two more conversations, and then we have to go to Lords of Logic. Remember, today on Lords of Logic, we're talking ego, so I'm hoping you've thought about it. Maybe you've not had time to think, because you've been listening. Hello, welcome, how are you?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, welcome. Turn up the volume of your radio set. Do you have a confession?
Yes,
please.
I do have a confession.
Go ahead.
But before I go into the confession, I want to quickly say this. I don't know if it's in my place, but it's just an opinion that I'd like to share. The first woman that shared a story about her husband and the husband that had the stroke. I just want to say two things. I want to say that I don't judge her on the way she sees fit to, you know, to deal with her husband, but I want to say that it was very unsensitive of her to have done that at that timing. And the second,
hold on, my friend.
Yes.
When you wear the shoe, you know where it hurts. No. Let me tell you what's wrong with what you're saying now. You see, for me, if I found myself in that shoe, I don't have the patience to put up that kind of detective work. I'm out. I've said it before. She did. She made the decision she knew was best for her. You cannot tell a person how to act when you hurt them. So if you have something else you want to say, I'm going to let you say it. Otherwise, this has to move on.
Very well. The second thing I want to say is that the other girls that she actually held, she against their will, she shouldn't have done that.
My friend, she didn't commit any offense. She did not commit any offense. If you don't like it, when you marry, you don't cheat. Some people have cheated, have not even had the privilege to stay alive to tell the story. You don't cheat. I mean, if cheating is even too far, when you're in relationships with people, your neighbor, your girlfriend, your wife, your husband, be good to people. You don't know the extent the devil can push someone to retaliate. You can't just sit down there and you have thought about judging her. I mean, look at you. You've even omitted the fact that he cheated on her. So you see how easy it is to criticize people? It's very easy to point your finger. It's very, very easy. You want to tell her what she did wrong? Well, start from the beginning. He cheated. If you have nothing to say about that, then you really, really have nothing to say. Hello, welcome.
Hello, Joy. Good afternoon.
Turn off the volume of your radio set.
I've done that.
Do you have a confession?
No, I don't have a confession. I just want to comment on the first lady. I think she can do that as a lecture in a very good way to help a lot of women. Because, see, I learned a lot of lessons from what she shared today.
We're going to extract that audio, and I'm going to make it a conversation next Tuesday.
In fact, if you can do that...
I'm going to do that. Because there are women who go and fight. I think that's insane.
In fact, that is a big lesson even to me as a man, that no matter what you are doing, if somebody is patient enough and the person doesn't want to fight, minus cheating with partner in other areas, in fact, this is a very big lesson that I have learned from today. In fact, this has made my whole mood.
Thank you
for doing this.
Well, thank you very much. God bless you. I hope you're honest to yourself. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. Hello. How are you? You see it? I told you that I don't know how to.
Hello.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Do you have a confession, pretty?
Not really. I just want to tell you thank you for putting the other man in his place, period.
I mean, it's period. It's really what it is.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you. Hello, Confessions Thursday. Hello. Turn off the volume of your radio set. Sorry, I lost you. Hello. You don't know how happy I am to go into Lords of Logic. Well, I do apologize. The phone line's jamming. Hello, welcome. It's Confessions Thursday.
Yeah.
Do you have a confession? Oh, God bless you too.
God bless you, man.
God bless you.
You don't know what you are doing, you know.
I think I don't know too.
It's for the future. Honestly.
Yeah.
What you're doing.
Is it in dollar? Is it dollar pounds? Is it liquid gold? Is it gold? Is it diamond? Come on now. What is it?
You know, saying God bless you alone is enough blessing.
You know what? I agree. I totally agree.
Whatever you are doing, I love it. So most of the time, I tend to argue with you.
It's all right.
But where I want to... Yes, sir?
It's okay.
Yeah. So where I want to go is, please, before you leave, if it's possible to play it again because I got
don't worry.
Late. I got
so,
in
so,
late.
So go to the podcast, go to our website, go to the Sunny Side on our website. You can listen to the show again. Otherwise, we're going to extract that particular audio and make a conversation out of it next Tuesday.
Yes. And this occultic stuff also, we should discuss about it also.
Oh, sure. Yes. Sure then. Sure we will. Thank you very much for calling. Confessions Thursday, welcome to Nigeria Info. Hello. Hi.
Hello, Mrs. Joyce Onyemua.
Yes, that's me. Well, I was going to ask, who are you? But you know you're supposed to be in the shadows now. Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, lady.
God bless Nigeria Info.
Yeah? God bless Nigeria Info, yeah?
May God bless you.
Yeah, God
May
bless. God bless us. God bless Serge. Yeah. Yeah, have I lost her? Say God bless the CEO of Nigeria Info. Hello, welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info. I'm not even... Too many people calling. But it's good. Keep trying. You'll get through. Hello, welcome. Confessions Thursday.
Yes, good afternoon.
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Not really.
Okay. Real quick. 30 seconds.
Joyce.
I mean, you could pray. You don't have to speak.
This afternoon... Confession is so weird.
It's not weird. It's the truth.
But so weird.
It's not weird. It's the truth.
Wow. Unbelievable.
It's not unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this last confession, I've learned something. You know, foundation.
Foundation. There you go.
We pray that to be careful the way we live our life.
All right.
You know,
sorry,
the parents lay the foundation of a cottage and it has involved the children.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, well, quite unfortunate.
Thank you. Huh? Thank you very much. Thank you. I think I'll do a few more. Let's do till 45. Sorry, I lost you. Pinos, look, you wish you had four hands, yeah? Hello, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hey. Hello? Okay. Wow. Hi, good afternoon. Confessions Thursday.
My name is Joyce Onyemua.
My name is Joyce.
Please,
okay.
My phone went off. Can you please call that second lady back, if possible, so she can finish her talk?
But no, there's no point calling her back. We only allow people to speak to the degree to which they're free to speak. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is so... I have a confession, but I'll call her next week.
Yeah. If she doesn't feel okay speaking, it's perfect. Another time when she feels good enough to speak, sure. Hello, Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi, lady. Do you have a confession?
No, just want to say hi.
Oh, hi. Thank you. Hello, Confessions Thursday. How are you? Hello?
Hello?
The volume. Yeah, the volume of your radio set.
Please, yeah, turn it down. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Do you have a confession?
I don't have a confession. You are doing a wonderful job. My name is Igwe Victor.
Welcome, Victor.
I enjoy the program right from the first caller. In fact, she gave a wonderful lesson. I was developing good pimples while I was listening to her.
Yeah.
It was a sense of intelligence, calmness, and courage.
Yeah.
I really learned a lot. Even it took me back to the one I learned last 2 weeks. Somebody was trying to make reference to it. The lady that was based in America, that the husband was also cheating, that traveled down to Nigeria.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I played the audio, yeah?
Yes, the two stories are just quite similar.
Yeah.
I just learned a lesson of courage from people who are very patient, courageous, intelligent, and they calculated their moves and got the results they wanted. You are doing a very wonderful job.
Well, look, God bless you, my brother, man. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Hello. I think we'll do one more, and then we'll segue into Loads of Logic. Hello. Good afternoon. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon. This is Miss Precious.
Miss Precious. Please turn off your radio. Yeah, but the volume of your radio set. Could you turn it off?
All right. God bless you.
Bless your heart.
I want to appreciate you.
Yeah.
A lot. I keep following you every Thursday. In fact,
I'm on air Mondays through Thursdays. You only like me on Thursdays?
No. That is when I'm canned.
Okay. Yeah. It's okay.
I appreciate.
God bless you.
You are doing a very wonderful
Thank
job.
You.
God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay. So let that be it. I want to say something. And I said this when I started off the show this morning, because some people say maybe the way I... you know, respond to some callers, I tend to put their opinions in the shadows. And I said, maybe there are two things at play here. One is you want your sentiment pandered to. You want someone to... So the way the social language would be, well, I have an ego, so you have to be careful not to bruise my ego. Well, there's that. And then maybe there's something else. And the other one is quite critical, that you're looking for a hero. And I spoke about the children of Israel, and their hero was Moses. And he didn't quite... I don't even know whether he's happy to be a hero, because he didn't even see the promised land. Then there was apartheid, and it took apartheid and how many years, and then Nelson Mandela. Like, your heroes are few and far between. So the problem is you're maybe looking for a hero. No, there's something wrong with that. That you are your own hero. And what I mean by that is you take responsibility for your life. And I come here every day and I yell in your face and I say, you must think. You must think for yourself. Don't regurgitate the things that I say. Don't repeat the things that I say. If you repeat the things that I say, they're not your words. They're not your opinion. They're not your conviction. You're hearing me share with you, maybe sometimes my conviction. And I challenge you to your own conviction so that you can act on it. Because you see, whether you agree to it or not, your life would require action and reaction. And you act on ignorance, it's a problem. You act on knowledge, then that's a deliverance. Now, even if the knowledge acting brings you a little pain, but at least there would have been no better option than that. Nothing is better than acting on knowledge, acting on the truth. There's nothing better than that. So I challenge you to it. Well, you want me to sit down here and say, I'm not the girl. I don't even know. Well, you know, it's my destiny, because left to me, I want to be on an island somewhere. But if you want me to pamper you, I can't do that. My soul does not even tolerate it. So when you see me push back in an argument, it's that. It's not that I'm trying to make you feel small. No, I don't care for that. And no, I'm not trying to be your hero. I have picked up my cross and I'm asking you to do the same. You see how everybody's laughing about that first caller? Well, let me tell you what she did. She made a decision and she acted on it. That's really what that is. I don't even have anything to tell her. She made a decision and she acted on it, period. You cannot add anything to the scenario. You can't extract anything from that situation. She acted on it. So whether you're a man or you're a woman, you must know enough to act sensibly. Not necessarily cheating. For heaven's sake, there's school, there's work, there's church. Some of you go to church. All the things you know about Christ is what your pastor said. You have absolutely no personal conviction. You don't even know the God. You just repeat everything that you hear. I mean, why would you spend 4 hours in traffic for vigil when you could have spent 30 minutes at home praying? I'm not saying don't go to vigil, but you can see how maybe you have pathologized your concepts. Like, everything looks like sickness now. All right. I really just get into it. But look, you must think. I think you're capable of wonder, of brilliance. And no, you see, don't mix up your realities. You don't need to be Harvard schooled. You need to be honest. I don't need you to be intelligent. I need you to be honest. I need you to look at a situation and, to the best of your human consciousness, apply sensibility, logicality, faith to it. Then come out with something. Otherwise, you're just a product of what has been said and nothing of what you believe that you are. And the problem with not knowing what you're capable of is that you don't know how much good you can do or how much evil you can do. All right. So I'm going to push back. Well, you're going to say something about me and I'm not going to care. Well, there's that part too. But it's really so that you can challenge yourself. And maybe your life is a little better just because you're making the best decisions. Just that. Oh, from the break. What song are we playing? When I play any song, P, let's play something. My friends, we're off on a break. When we come back, Lords of Logic, we want to speak about the ego. There's something even very dramatic about the ego, is that society has told us that the ego is, I don't know, part of us. Yeah? Okay. So, the purpose of the ego, is it good, is it bad? When we return, Lords of Logic on Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. We'll be live streaming the Lords of Logic on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemawa, will be right back.